Republicans are taking a victory lap now that President Trump and his 2016 election campaign have been cleared of collusion with Russia. But Democrats are pointing out that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's two-year investigation did not exonerate the president on the question of whether he obstructed justice. Legally, President Trump appears to be in the clear, but what happens politically? WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Tim Versalotti, professor of political science and director of the Polling Institute at Western New England University.
Well, the initial reaction is what we might expect. Republicans are seizing on the overall finding of no conclusive evidence of collusion between the president and his campaign and Russia, whereas Democrats are focusing on that so far what the country has received is a four-page summary, where Democrats would prefer to see the entire report before drawing conclusions.
Does it point to a political victory for either side?
I wouldn't call it so much a victory as perhaps a clearing of the air, a cloud somewhat being removed from the Trump administration. In this sense, this is one less thing that's hanging over the president in terms of the question of Russia and collusion. There are still many other matters that the administration is dealing with in terms of the president, in terms of his business dealings during the campaign and since coming to office.
Does this cool all the impeachment talk?
It may. It may set that aside for a little while until a couple of things happen. One, if Congress is able to get a look at the entire report, to get a sense. And if you read just the four-page summary from the Attorney General, there were hundreds of witnesses, many, many documents, a lot of material that Congress hasn't had a chance to look at yet. Once Congress, if Congress gets access to that material, and it's not given that Congress will, impeachment talk may return. It's too early to say.
As a pollster, what questions would you ask the public at this point to kind of gauge public opinion of what people think about what's gone on over the last 2 years with this investigation and now the findings as we know them?
I think the first question that any pollster would want to ask is how much attention have people been paying to the Mueller investigation over time? We know that hardcore partisans on both sides have paid a great deal of attention to this, but the average voter, it's hard to tell. This is something that's sort of been humming in the background for most Americans. And so whether this will move the needle for the average voter, that's something that is up in the air, something we'd need to measure.
Does the conclusion of this, or at least the significant developments that have occurred with the Mueller investigation so far, does this put more pressure on Congressman Richard Neal, chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, to seek the president's tax returns, or does it kind of take the heat off of him?
Well, I'm not sure it has an effect either way. It would be a mistake for critics of the president to say, well, the Mueller investigation didn't bring him down. Now let's redouble our efforts to go after the tax returns. That would call into question the sincerity of the motivation in wanting to see that information. So I'm not sure that this will adjust the pressure on Congressman Neal as chair of Ways and Means. Even if it does, he has shown so far that he's pretty resistant to that pressure and is going to follow a very deliberate and careful process to secure access to those tax returns.